This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A man who works at the New Orleans jail is now in jail, arrested and accused of shutting off the water to a toilet to help 10 prisoners escape through a hole behind it late Thursday night. District Attorney Jason Williams.
I mean, Stevie Wonder can see that this was an inside job.
Four of the prisoners have been signed, sealed, and delivered back. Six others still on the loose. President Trump on Capitol Hill urged Republican holdouts to support a multi-trillion dollar budget package. The president told hardliners not to fool around with more Medicaid cuts. We can't use his word. Afterwards, some holdouts would not say if they were convinced. The British government is suspending free trade negotiations with Israel, slapping new sanctions on the West Bank settlements over Israel's military actions in Gaza. Prime Minister Keir Starmer addressing Parliament this morning.
We're horrified by the escalation from Israel.
Israeli Foreign Ministry saying it will not be pressured. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two people are dead after what police at UW-Platteville are calling an isolated incident Monday afternoon. The Platteville Police Department said that early in their investigation, they found that there was no danger to the public. Late Monday night, the university announced that two 22-year-old students had passed away after the incident at Wilgus Hall, a dormitory on the UW-Platteville campus. Finals were canceled this week, and campus will stay open so that students and staff can access mental health resources. Gas prices went up for the first time in a few weeks this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices rose 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.98 today. This is 2.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Oil prices jumped following President Trump's decision to reduce tariffs and strike new trade deals. This move caused gas prices to increase in over three quarters of U.S. states last week.
Here in La Crosse, prices largely are following the statewide trend, currently sitting at about $3 per gallon on average. Atrepalo County footbridge is a total loss after a fire last week. The Wisconsin DNR said that the bridge spanning the Tank Creek near Trepalo caught on fire last Thursday. As a result, the damages have left the bridge unusable. The former railroad bridge was built in 1957. There's no detour for the trail, which is 24 miles long and connects to the La Crosse River Trail. The DNR is investigating the fire while it cleans up debris and asks that people using the trail stay off of the damaged bridge for their safety. The rain has arrived to western Wisconsin. After a long dry stretch, the Coulee region will be wet for the next couple of days. Today and tomorrow, highs will get to just above 50 degrees in most places. An inch of two or rain is possible with the showers that will be on and off through tomorrow night. Once the rain pushes out Thursday and Friday, highs will get back close to normal in the mid-60s. Highs over Memorial Day weekend will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The crew hosts the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Orioles again tonight in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' William Contreras with four hits and the go-ahead RBI to win 5-4. I asked Contreras, how can he play catcher with that fractured middle finger on his left hand?
It's hard. Sometimes morning is hard to move it, but I have to do too many things in my finger, to put in hot water and cold water during the day and get ready for the game.
NFL owners' meetings underway today in Minnesota. The Packers will reintroduce a proposal to ban the Eagles' tush push. Green Bay confirms they've signed their first-round draft pick, Matthew Golden, to a four-year deal worth over $17 million guaranteed.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better, you know, 1% better, and just perfect my craft. You know, I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wet and windy today, with gusts approaching 40 miles per hour and high temperatures 20 degrees below average, only scraping 50. Slap some wind chills on top of that, plus the rainfall soaking at times, a good 1 to 2 inches is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, two swell Appleton gentlemen join me in the studio. First, comedian Rob Breckenridge, then owner of Appleton Cigar, our pal Norm Kopesky, is here to talk about Smoke on the Fox.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Top of the Tuesday to you. A little funny moment this morning. Senator Maggie Hassan, was interviewing Kristi Noem, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, cabinet official, the chief law enforcement officer for the nation, arguably. And she said, "What is habeas corpus?" And Kristi Noem says, "Habeas corpus is the constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country." And Senator Hassan says, "No, that's incorrect." And of course it is. You know, habeas corpus is Latin for produce the body, and it basically means that you can't be thrown in jail without a court proceeding, without an opportunity to fight back. And, you know, to have Kristi Noem have no frigging clue what habeas corpus is shocking. It's absolutely shocking. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. In addition to that, the final checkmate, Republicans move to destroy the balance of power. I'm going to get into this, and then Erwin Chemerinsky, professor, distinguished professor of law, dean of the University of California at Berkeley's Law School, is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour for a quick interview about this very issue. This is absolutely shocking what is now in this big, beautiful billionaire tax cut law or bill or, that the House is pushing. Also, a huge warning on the loss of freedoms of speech and the press in the United States under Trump. In the second hour of our program, the Trump administration is investigating and charging their political opponents now. And if you're Venezuelan and here legally, you could still end up in prison or deported. I'll tell you about that. And Trump's no taxes on tips has become instead no health care for restaurant workers. I'll lay out the details to that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Donald Trump tries to BS Americans about his phone conversation with Putin, but Russia isn't going to let him get away with it. Yeah. Putin is still playing him like a fiddle. And FEMA is AWOL in tornado-ravaged parts of America. Are we surprised? We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. But to start out, my daily take today over at HartmanReport.com is titled "The Final Checkmate, Republicans Move to Destroy the Balance of Power." And here's how it works. This idea of a three-part government where power is broken into three sections, three different divisions of government, the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary. This idea originated in many ways with the Iroquois Confederacy and the famed lawyer, late 17th, early 18th century lawyer Montesquieu, if I'm correct on the dates there, double check me. But he wrote this famous book called The Something of Laws, The Essence of Laws, or words to that effect. Anyhow, that really animated the founders. I mean, Jefferson and Adams in particular, constantly having conversations about this. Thomas Paine as well, Alexander Hamilton. And Montesquieu's idea was the reason that dictators emerge, even in democratic societies like Greece and Rome, ancient Rome, the reason that dictators emerge is because there are no checks on their power. And so let's create three branches of government, and each one has relatively equal power in terms of their ability to constrain the other two. So Congress can pass laws telling the Supreme Court what they can and cannot vote on and defining their budget. And even defining, you know, when they meet and what they, you know, how many members they have. So Congress can regulate the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can tell Congress, no, that law that you just passed is unconstitutional. We're going to strike it down. Both those groups can restrain the president. Congress can pass laws saying the president may or may not do a particular thing. You know, can't get rich quick, can't take airplanes, can't, you know, whatever. You know, they can pass laws that have to do with campaign finance and how the president can run or not run for re-election. All these kinds of, how many terms the president can have. So Congress can regulate the president. And the Supreme Court can enforce those regulations against the president. And in fact, the entire federal court system can. And then, of course, the president has the power to have oversight over Congress. If he thinks somebody in Congress is doing something wrong, he has the police power of the nation. He can have them investigated or arrested, as we just saw with this representative in I believe it was in Maryland. And the president also has, with regard to the Supreme Court, you know, some say in as much as the president has to nominate Supreme Court justices. They all have to pass through the Article II branch to become the Article III or become members of the Article III branch. So here we have three branches of government that check each other. Keep in mind, you have to have all three checking each other functionally to not end up with a dictatorship. So here's what's happened. Congress has completely surrendered, or at least Republicans in Congress have completely surrendered their power to President Trump. So they are no longer checking Trump, regardless of how bad his impulses may be. Which means that the only limit to Trump's power right now is the courts. That's it. I mean, you could argue that the press plays some role, but not really. I mean, the press is designed to inform us, but it really doesn't have power. And so what they have now put into this new, big, beautiful billionaire tax cut bill is this just absolutely insane quote, which says, and this is the law, it says, or the proposed law, this is the amendment to the big brutal bill. No court of the United States may use appropriated funds, see this is the Congress using its power of the purse, may use appropriated funds to enforce a contempt citation for failure to comply with an injunction or temporary restraining order if no security was given when the injunction or order was issued. Now, what this means, let's say that the ACLU decides to sue the Trump administration for, you know, violating our civil rights. What this says is if the ACLU does not put up a bond when they make that lawsuit, then, and the judge rules in favor of the ACLU, and Trump refuses to follow or even acknowledge the court's order, as is largely what's happening right now with the Supreme Court's order that Kilmer Garcia be brought back to the United States, a 9-0 ruling. The only way that the court system can enforce their rulings is through the power of what's called contempt of court. They can hold the individual lawyer who is arguing on behalf of Donald Trump in contempt and throw his or her, you know, butt in jail. They can hit them with fines that get progressively greater and greater and greater. This is the only way that the courts can enforce their orders. Otherwise, it's just moral persuasion. Now, the kicker is that when you sue the administration for violation of civil rights laws or violations of, habeas corpus or whatever it may be. Nobody ever puts up bond. There are thousands of these lawsuits, or hundreds of these lawsuits, certainly that are, you know, high visibility versions of it, against the Trump administration right now. There's not a bond involved in a single one. So what this means is that if the courts, basically what it means is that the administration is free to ignore the courts, and the courts can't enforce their actions with a contempt of court citation. Dr. Chemerinsky, who, as I mentioned, will be a guest on the program at the bottom of the hour, he said, he wrote yesterday on the Just Security blog, he said, without this contempt power, judicial orders are meaningless and can be ignored. There's no way to understand this except as a way to keep the Trump administration from being restrained when it violates the Constitution or otherwise breaks the law. This would be a stunning restriction on the power of the federal courts. The Supreme Court has long recognized that the contempt power is integral to the authority of the federal courts. Without the ability to enforce judicial orders, they are rendered mere advisory opinions which parties are free to disregard. He says this is an effort by the Trump administration to negate one of the few checks that exist on its power. This is just over the top. And this is right now in this legislation that the House is voting on today and that, you know, they're going to be sending to the Senate. It is time to call your members of the House and Senate and tell them to stop this, this piece of this law that would eliminate federal court's ability to hold the administration in contempt of court. 202-224-3121 is the phone number for members of Congress. It's for the Congressional Switchboard. Give them a call and let them know what you're thinking. If we don't, we should all be practicing our Heil Trump salutes like Elon does.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour, back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. So we're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Vaughn.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom. 8 million jars sold, 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom now. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging.
Not a shot or scream was heard. No breaking news, no marching boots. Just a line buried in a word. Three branches turned to tinder, and the match was struck with stealth. While billionaires bought silence and democracy was shelved. This is the final checkmate. The king stands all alone. No court, no law, no balance left. Just marble turned to stone. They sold the soul of justice for a tax cut and a throne. This is the final checkmate, and the tyrant's taken home. The judges cry contempt, but the gavel hits the air. No chains, no jail, no justice left, just darkness draped in care. The House has bowed and yielded, the Senate sealed its fate, while freedom's ghost walks restless through a rusting White House gate. Raise your voice or raise your chains. History forgets the tame. This is not some distant war. It's right here at our door. This is the final checkmate, where silence is the crime. The Constitution bleeding ink erased in real time. They crown the man who mocks the law and strip the courts of might. This is the final checkmate. Now stand or lose the fight. So call the halls of power, shout through every gate, before we learn too late, too late. This is the final checkmate.
Welcome back.
There you go, the final checkmate. Welcome back, 25 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up a call here, and then we'll, because Erwin Chemerinsky is coming up next. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I am just so thankful for you, Rachel, and Lawrence for giving us the real news. Thank you, thank you. Tom, I was blown away watching Rachel and the corruption of Kushner and Don Jr.
Yeah.
They think they have the power to do anything they want in another country. The Syrians didn't let Trump Jr. and Kushner get away with it. They wanted to go in there and tear down a historical monument that the people kept.
Yeah, that was Serbia, not Syria. Syria, the way that the former terrorist Al-Qaeda leader who now runs Syria, the way that he and killed American soldiers, the way he got Trump to suck up to him is he's offering him a Trump Tower in Damascus. But back to Serbia.
Yes. So they kept the building in Serbia, and it was bombed in the 90s by
NATO.
Yes, NATO. And so here's the thing. Kushner had a historian write a government form that said they could tear it down. And Serbia monuments.
That's okay. I can finish it for you. It's a forgery. I mean, it's just insane, isn't it, Jessica?
The guy's in prison.
Yeah, yeah. It's a forgery that is allowing Don Jr. and Donald to build this property on this historic site in Serbia. It's insane. Jessica, thank you for the call. Dr. Chemerinsky is up next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You're going to want to hear what the dean of the UC Berkeley Law School has to say about this. Stick around.
I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Hey, Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a 3-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed for at least this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. City Hall has just one meeting on tap today, and that's for the La Crosse Center Board. The board will be reviewing its usual operational items, as well as take up a measure on the roof of the La Crosse Center. The only other committee to meet this week will be the Redevelopment Authority on Thursday. No agenda has been made available yet for that meeting. City Hall will be closed on Monday for Memorial Day. On Tuesday, the Board of Public Works will kick off the week's worth of committee meetings in La Crosse. The state budget process has stalled. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Budget negotiations are at a standstill in Madison. Senate leaders are urging Governor Evers to meet this week to keep talks on track before the fiscal year ends. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu and Speaker Robin Voss say their tax cut proposal is on hold until they can sit down with the governor. Democrats are criticizing Republicans for delaying debate on key budget items.
Legislators have until the end of next month to deliver a budget to the governor's desk. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wet and windy today, with gusts approaching 40 miles per hour and high temperatures 20 degrees below average, only scraping 50. Slap some wind chills on top of that, plus the rainfall soaking at times. A good 1 to 2 inches is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to an author who had her book removed from the high school where she graduated. All the details on the way. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For all of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. On the line with us is the Dean and Jesse H. Choper Distinguished Professor of Law at the University of California, Dean of the Berkeley Law School, author of over 20 books, including his latest, No Democracy Lasts Forever, How the Constitution Threatens the United States, which was published last year. He's authored over 200 law review articles, a frequent contributor to op-ed pages in major newspapers. UC Berkeley Law at bluesky.social is his Blue Sky handle. Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, Professor, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we've spoken, and I'm so glad you could be with us today.
It has truly my pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. I was shocked by your article that was published at justsecurity.org yesterday, and cited it in my own rant this morning. Let's start at the beginning. The original idea of the founders was that there would be three branches of government that would have the ability to check the power of each other in order to avoid the rise of a dictator. This was the big innovation of America back in the 1770s. You want to speak to that and the importance right now of, you know, now that particularly that Congress has surrendered, or at least Republicans in Congress have surrendered all their oversight power to Donald Trump, that the courts stand in that breach?
The framers of the Constitution were deeply distrustful of executive power. They believed, as you just said, in separation of powers and checks and balances. James Madison, in Federalist Paper number 10, said, and I quote, "The accumulation of all powers, executive, legislative, and judicial, in the same hands is the very definition of tyranny." Alexander Hamilton, in Federalist number 78, talked about the importance of judicial review. The words in the Constitution are meaningless unless they're enforced, and we need the courts there to enforce them.
So the mechanism of enforcement, I mean, you know, the Congress can, you know, pull money from the president or from the Supreme Court, Article 3, Section 2. They can even regulate the court, but arguably define what the court can rule on. The court has the power to, and they can oversee the executive branch as well, and investigate it and all kinds of things. The Supreme Court and all the inferior federal courts, the only power, my understanding is, the only way that they can actually enforce their decisions is through the power of contempt of court. Can you fill us in on that, explain that?
The courts don't have, in the words of Alexander Hamilton, the power of the sword. They don't have a military to enforce their orders. They don't have the power of the purse. And so what they do have is contempt power. Courts can issue orders, and if anyone violates those orders, they can be held in contempt of court. There's criminal contempt that has criminal penalties. There's civil contempt where somebody's fined or put in jail until they comply with a court order. But without the contempt power, courts are really rendered powerless.
So here we have a Congress that has already surrendered its power to Donald Trump, and the court system that is sort of holding the line here. The Supreme Court, for example, has said that Mr. Garcia must be returned to the United States 9-0, and that's, you know, the administration's ignoring that. So the only power the court has to enforce this is contempt. And along come the Republicans in the House of Representatives and say, we're going to blow that up too?
They've put a provision into the large budget bill that says, in essence, that federal courts cannot use their contempt power in any case if a bond was not required with regard to a temporary restraining order, a preliminary injunction, or an injunction. And this applies to all court orders that have ever been issued. So generally, courts don't require bonds when there's constitutional cases against the United States government. It doesn't make sense to require Abrego Garcia to post a monetary bond to be able to come into federal court. But what this would say is to the order in that case, in every order in a school desegregation case, prison reform case, antitrust case that's ever been issued, it is from now on unenforceable by contempt if the judge at the time didn't require a bond. And as I said, bonds almost never have been required in suits against the United States.
And the way contempt would work, generally speaking, right now, and I'm not an attorney, but my understanding is that a judge could start with the lawyer who's standing in front of them, you know, say the Trump administration lawyer who's defending their refusal to bring back Mr. Garcia, and hold that person in contempt and throw them in jail or fine them with progressively greater fines. And then they could reach beyond that even. And is it possible that they could even hold the administration itself in contempt or even the president in contempt?
Likely they can't hold the president in contempt because in 1982, the Supreme Court said that presidents can't be held civilly liable for that they do in discharging the duties of the office. And last July, the Supreme Court said a president can't be held criminally liable for official acts. But anybody else who violates a court order can be held in contempt. Agencies can and at times have been held in contempt. And so what this would do is say no court orders against the federal government, against any level of government, against anyone could be enforced by contempt unless a monetary bond had been required. This would make all of the orders that have ever been issued unenforceable.
Wow. And tell me if I'm overstating this. Without congressional oversight and without the ability of the courts to enforce their own orders, it seems to me that we're left with one of these three branches of government essentially holding all the power, the police power, you know, basically all the power. And that would be the president. Doesn't this, in essence, turn Donald Trump into a dictator?
It's not coincidental that Republicans are trying to limit the judicial check on the president at the same time that Donald Trump is claiming unprecedented executive authority. If the president can violate the Constitution and there's no court that can enforce an order against him, then you really do have a dictatorship. There's no limits on what the individual can do.
This is deeply shocking. And this is in this legislation that these guys are promoting. Why do you think it is that, to the best of my knowledge, you're the first person to have sounded the alarm on this, and there seems to be no interest among the American press in this. What's it going to take? Why would it be that this is just being treated like, it's just another little provision in the law?
I'm not the first person to sound the alarm. Others have recognized it. I think in answer to your question, some of it is it seems to be about a technical issue concerning civil procedure. Mm-hmm. It involves applying a particular rule of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. Some of it is that it's a small provision in an extremely large budget bill. Now, my hope is if it passes the House, and obviously I hope it won't, but then when it gets to the Senate parliamentarian will say that this isn't about budget at all. It therefore isn't properly in a budget reconciliation bill, which would mean it would then be subject to a Senate filibuster.
Oh, interesting. And so that would be, if we're reaching out to our senators, that would be something to encourage.
Well, I think what we most need to do is what you're doing, publicizing this so that people understand that it's there and the consequences of it. Again, the ideal would be that this gets stripped out of the budget bill in the House. But if it goes to the Senate, then the next most important thing will hopefully be the parliamentarian of the Senate will make a ruling on whether this is a budget matter. If it's not a budget matter, then it's not part of the reconciliation bill, and then it's subject to a Senate filibuster. The thing about it being a reconciliation is that reconciliation bills under the so-called Byrd rule are not subject to a filibuster.
Right. But although they can only last for 10 years. My recollection, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, is that during the last Trump term, the parliamentarian in the House refused to go along with some provision of some law that the Trumpies wanted, and they've replaced that person. They fired her, as I recall. To what extent is the parliamentarian in the Senate subject to political pressure. How hopeful are you that this person will be able to maintain their independence and strip this out of this legislation?
I'm very hopeful. I mean, the parliamentarians have traditionally been politically independent. There's a benefit to the Congress in having people make those procedural rulings who aren't making them for political reasons. Obviously, we're seeing so many unprecedented things. We could see an effort here to try to undermine the independence of the parliamentarian. But at this point, for this bill, I think that may be our best hope.
Yeah. We're speaking with Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, the dean of the University of California, Berkeley School of Law, and author of more than 20 books. Any final thoughts on this?
Let me tie this together with something that was heard in the Supreme Court last week, and that's whether federal courts can continue to issue nationwide injunctions. Notice that what the Trump administration is trying to do is lessen the power of the federal courts to be a check, eliminating the ability of a federal court to issue a nationwide injunction, make it much harder to check the president, limiting the ability of a federal court to enforce its orders by contempt, would limit a check on the president. And I think at a time we're seeing a president claiming such unprecedented authority, we should be very wary of lessening the few checks that exist on the president, the few ways we have of enforcing the guardrails of democracy.
Yeah, amen. Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, distinguished professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley School of Law since 2017, and the dean, author of more than 20 books, No Democracy Lasts Forever, his most recent. Professor Chemerinsky, thank you so much for dropping by. It's great seeing you again.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be with you.
Thank you. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Since 2005, the state of Indiana allowed voting-eligible students to use their student IDs to vote. April 16th, Governor Mike Braun signed SB 10, which included banning the use of student photo IDs for voting without any evidence of misuse. That law is headed to court. The bill's sponsor said in a January statement, "There has been a growing concern about election security in recent years, and it is our role to ensure our voter identification process is secure and accurate." There are over 436,000 college students in Indiana and additional voting-eligible high school students. In Bloomington, home to Indiana University, two-thirds of student voters use their student ID to vote. The Conservative Heritage Foundation's own voter fraud website shows only 59 voter fraud convictions of any kind since 2003, none of which appeared to be student voters, though ironically one conviction was a former Indiana Secretary of State. The Indianapolis Capital Chronicle reports that Count Us In and Women for Change Indiana brought suit in U.S. District Court, calling the law a, quote, surgical attack on young voters and charging the law violates both First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights by creating a burden without justification. We have links to the suit and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've taken gazillions of great photos, your kids, your pets, your desserts, and then what? What have you done with them? Well, FreePrints is the app for iPhone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With FreePrints, you get 1,000 4x6 photo prints a year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? It's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the FreePrints app, and it's simple to use. You just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive in your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just FreePrints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why FreePrints is one of the world's favorite apps. Just get over to FreePrints.com and download the app, or you can download it directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's FreePrints.com for the FreePrints app. I've been using this for years, and I got to tell you, it is absolutely amazing. We got pictures all over the house from FreePrints. Check it out. FreePrints. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
You know, Tom, it's been 40 years since we've had an immigration bill.
And yeah, 80, what was it? 80, 86 was the last one?
I think it was 86. And in that 40 years, immigration has become the central topic, political topic. And yet here we go again. All of this crap that the Republican Congress has essentially just abstained from its assuming its powers. And they're passing tax cuts again, but no immigration bill. Trump's first term, he had a Republican Congress, no immigration bill. John Boehner said that they didn't pass an immigration bill when Congress was Republican and when Obama was in there because they didn't trust them to enforce it. And I would say, well, what the hell is their problem now? Yeah. They got Trump.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure you'd want the immigration bill that they'd come up with. But Paul, you always call in about legal issues here, and you're well educated in that realm. I'm curious your take on what Professor Chemerinsky had to say about this tax bill having a provision that would literally turn Donald Trump into a dictator.
Yeah, what I was thinking about was when he was saying that is I had a biography of Albert Einstein, and he became an American citizen, and he had a friend, another Swiss scientist who came in the 1950s, and the night before his citizenship hearing, he was telling Einstein, Albert, this Constitution, I think there is it's a recipe for despotism. And the book didn't say why he thought that. And I was like, and I can't remember who it was, and I don't have the book anymore, but I really wanted to know why he thought that, because really smart people can read things and say, oh, I see a problem here. And yeah, this is it. And you're right. The courts are being just basically, well, J.D. Vance said ignore the courts, and now the Congress is willing to do this, is to stuff this, and it's gonna be in there because this is a writer or a stuffer that they can put in, and they can pass this with reconciliation too.
Yeah. Well, right? Maybe. I mean, that's Chemerinsky's big hope, is that the Senate parliamentarian will say this has nothing to do with budgets. The problem is that the provision says that no appropriated funds may be used. In other words, it references appropriated funds in the first words of the provision. So I think it's probably going to make it through, but we'll see. Paul, thanks for the call. Yeah. It's always nice hearing from you. Yeah. I appreciate it. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today? Tom in Pittsburgh, listening on SiriusXM. Going once, going twice. Jim in Auburn, New York. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I called you recently about Trump not using FEMA, wants to defund it. And the recent storms down in Kentucky where people are dying and it's a mess and he hasn't given them any help. Also, when I was in Florida, like about 10 years ago, they went over with the sea levels rising. Florida's going to be underwater. What do you think the future of the South and the country looks like if we don't figure out a way to fix this global warming?
Yeah, it's going to, you know, there's absolutely no doubt about it that these severe storms are going to get worse and worse and worse. The warmer the atmosphere, the more moisture the atmosphere can hold, the more moisture it has, and the more heat it has, the more the heat is a form of energy, the more energy it has. That not only drives the ferocity of the storms. I mean, that one tornado in Kentucky yesterday was a mile wide. I grew up in the Midwest where we had tornadoes every single summer in Michigan, and I don't ever recall a tornado being a mile wide. I mean, yeah, they'd be 300 feet wide, you know. And the fact that the air can hold so much more moisture, means that we're going to see many more of these massive flooding events, you know, where you've got these rivers of water in the sky that are just pouring down. So, it seems to me like the worst possible time to gut FEMA. But hey, they got to pay for a tax break for billionaires here, so FEMA's got to go, Jim. This is when we should be yelling and screaming at our elected officials, particularly if you have a Republican.
Well, the thing is, though, how many times can we keep rebuilding and then get it, destroyed again?
Well, eventually, I think it's going to be the insurance market that's going to force, an end to Reconstruction, or at least a change in the way construction is done. It is possible to build buildings that are hurricane-proof or tornado-proof. And it is possible to redo buildings in ways that can deal with, other kinds of natural disasters, including earthquakes. Jim, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. The Trump administration investigating and charging political opponents now.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's me, Yaliva. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended...
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump met with Republican lawmakers today on Capitol Hill, trying to boost support to get the GOP reconciliation bill across the finish line. That package would slash key programs like Medicaid and ensure tax breaks for the wealthy. ABC's Jay O'Brien says House leaders want to vote on the measure by Memorial Day.
Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't appear to have the votes. Holdouts in his party, some calling for changes to Medicaid, others saying that they want a higher cap on the state and local tax credit. And then there are rank-and-file members who say they are concerned that this bill could change too much from the one that House Republican leadership promised them.
International pressure mounting for Israel to boost aid into Gaza. Yesterday, the first aid trucks rolling through for the first time in 11 weeks after Israel